This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.
So the people who are good, honest, kind, generous, loving, who do good works for other people, but actually, as much as they try, they cannot swallow
the whole.
So what happens to them?
Well, they turn their back on the truth. They turn their back on God, on Christ. Yeah. They turn their back and walk away from Him.
Yeah. So you might get a person who assents to the belief in God and in Christ and all the stuff we just talked about, and is actually, you know, miserable person, is not giving, not loving. So they'll get in.
But the people accepted Jesus in their hearts.
They haven't accepted the free gift.
Well, hold on a second.
Jesus died for them.
Yeah, but you don't know whether they have or they haven't. I mean, we can't judge people. So they've got people who are saying that, and they say, okay, I believe, I can believe that. I can believe that Jesus died for me and all that stuff. But actually, I'm not very good at giving myself away. I'm not very good at being loving and all that stuff. And in fact, I don't really want to do all that stuff. Well, so that person gets in, and the person who is loving and generous doesn't.
We should feel.
Is that what you're saying?
We should feel sorry for those people because they haven't got the ability to do that. That is a gift in itself to have the ability to do that.
So
to
what
people.
Happens to people who are good and kind?
Well, because they're not good enough. Without
they're
Jesus,
not
they're
enough.
Not good enough. No one is good enough.
But it's only through Jesus.
There's also something it says in the Bible: many are called, few are chosen.
Yes, indeed. So where does the act of God's grace come in?
God's grace came in that He actually gave us even an opportunity to get to know Him, despite the way we messed it up. God's grace is Christ. His grace is that He actually gives us a very simple way out. That actually cost Him more than it will ever cost us. Mm. That's the grace of God. The grace of God is Christ and His death.
He accepts our imperfections, and He's given us Jesus, His death and resurrection, to cover those imperfections.
So we have to accept that as a free gift, however much they struggle and try, they can't accept the central tenets of the gospel. Yeah. Yeah. They're all going to...
Well, they're going to go away from God.
The fact is that even the Sermon on the Mount is totally unattainable. It's put there as an ideal.
We can't.
There's no way that we can attain it except through God's righteousness, through Jesus' death. That's the only way.
And you've got to accept that as a free gift. It's not forced on you, but against your will. It's something that you have to accept. Yeah.
So these people are finished, are they? Who can't
really?
None of us can know. In the last moments, you just don't know what someone has.
So they have to be alive, do they?
I believe God is just, and that
once they're gone,
beyond
end off. Shit over the head, brown bread.
Where do they go? They go to hell, do these people?
Well, whatever it is, they walk away from God.
I mean, it's very simple. It's what Louis said, is that what hell is, really, is a place without God. And if you've rejected God in your life, it's like you're just continuing it after death.
If you think about a child who grows up who don't have good parents, who don't receive the parenting that they should have, quite often those people, when they go on to have children, can't parent their own children because they've never learned how to do it. Now, they're at a disadvantage, and it's not a choice, in the same sense. So in the same sense, there are people who, perhaps through, you know, childhood experience, perhaps through all sorts of reasons...
God reaches people for all different circumstances.
I mean, I had a completely non-religious upbringing, in a very secular Jewish family, who were political, completely non-believing. I came through because God told me, because I was actually on a genuine search. I was searching all the wrong places. I went into all variations of the New Age. I wanted to know the truth. I didn't know what it was, but I wanted to. God touched me.
This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.